What's up, my people? Welcome back to my podcast. My name is Pastor Kim, and this is Transforming Lives, where transformation is the subject. I am super excited. It is December. It is my month, and I am so ecstatic because I get to celebrate another birthday this month. So there goes some information about me. I want to pause to say thank you guys for journeying with me in 2021. We are in the final weeks of this year, and what a time it has been over this past few months. I thank God that you've made it this far, and you know, I want you to really take a moment and be grateful right now, looking back on just everything we've been through, everything we've done, every situation we've overcame. It is enough to give God thanks for. I hope that you enjoyed a little worship that I did for you guys that I posted last week as a form of just giving thanks to the Lord for everything that He has done. I really do hope you enjoyed that. And remember, you can leave me voice messages. You can reach out to me on my social media pages just to let me know how this is blessing you. All right, so December is the favorite month of the year. Who's gonna contest that? Not me, because for me it is absolutely true. It is some people's favorite month because it's Christmas time and we get to celebrate 25 days of Christmas with gifts, family, food, love, you know, shopping, all of the wonderful things we like to do around this time. However, all good things will come to an end, and 2022 is quickly approaching, guys, and I want you guys to be ready. Transformation is all about preparation. If you are going to transform your life in 2022, you must be prepared. Now, one of the things I struggled with as a teen was always being unprepared, and I had to learn it because I traveled an hour and 45 minutes to get to school from where I lived. And so when I was on the morning shift, because in Jamaica, where I am from, in the islands of Jamaica, I'm a Caribbean girl. So we have shift schools in some of the high schools that we attend, and even the primary school, which is middle school in America. But we had shift schools, and we would have to get to school early in the morning, and we'd leave at midday. Now, traveling an hour and 45 minutes tops for me means that I need to be prepared. And my mom would always try to get me to understand the importance of being ready the night before for the next morning. Why? Because anything can happen. Now, y'all know I am a acronyms girl, so I'm gonna be breaking down the acronym over this month. Planning is very important to achieving any goal. Anything that you set your mind to do, planning is super important. And I have had to learn that in every stage of my life, because planning in every stage of your life changes. So when I got married, I had to plan for my husband. When I got pregnant, I had to plan for the baby. When the baby came, I had to plan how to take care of her. Now I'm raising a toddler, so I have to plan her meals. Planning really made my life easier, and I'm not a perfect planner. I'm working on that, but I have had major success just by putting in the extra work to be prepared through planning. Now, the P out of that word plan, I want to talk about preparedness. Being prepared is one of the most important things you can do. When you are prepared, you can handle what is going to happen, what can happen, what will happen, or what even is happening. Growing up in the Caribbean taught me a lot about this, because we were, you know, in the hurricane zones. And so we've had to learn to be prepared for whatever that hurricane is coming with. And one of the things I've learned is that hurricanes, they start out like small rainstorms, and then the right conditions causes them to grow into monstrous storms. And we start preparing for a storm, which by the time it gets to us turns into a hurricane category 5, and it just sweeps through and destroys everything. But we had to learn whether or not it starts out as a storm to be prepared for the worst. So rather than being nonchalant or, you know, just being really, what should I say, not over, you know, not trying to overdo it in terms of putting things up at the windows and different things like that, having enough food, we have had to learn that even if it's a storm when we heard about it, it might be a hurricane when it reaches where we are. So we've had to be prepared for anything. A lot of the times people don't prepare because of their past experiences, for example, with hurricanes. A hurricane can shift at any moment, and rather than coming directly to you or where you live, it heads in another direction. And so people spend a lot of money preparing, and then they feel some type of disappointment when the storm doesn't come. And it is not because the storm didn't come, you know, why they are disappointed is because of the money they spent. Some people are not even grateful that they did not have to endure a storm, knowing that anything is possible when a storm comes. So people get upset, you know, they get irated over the fact that they spent money. And you've got to watch that. Just to plug a note here, you've got to watch that. Because then if money's controlling how you feel, and, you know, you're not even being grateful that you probably could have lost your family member or even your own life in a hurricane, but you are upset over the loss of money, then you've got to ask yourself a question. For real, for real. So being prepared is so important to preventing problems. I'm going to say that again. Being prepared is so important to preventing problems. Now, problems will come, but the effect or impact of that situation can be greater when you are not prepared. Now, as an event planner myself, as a host, as a pastor, as a mom, as a wife, one of the things that I've noticed is, for example, let's talk about being a new mom. Whenever I'm going anywhere with Gab, I have to be prepared for anything because Gabby is a baby. So I remember this one time we were driving from Orlando and we were on the highway. The tire blew out. We almost got in an accident and I only had enough food to last for the drive, which was 3 hours. Now, something in the back of my head was telling me to get more stuff for Gabby, but I was so super confident that we're going to be home in 3 hours because we've done this so many times over. But on that particular day, being a new mom with a 4-month-old baby, hungry on the road, and at that time I was struggling with breast milk because my milk was just not coming in, you know, and being on the road and did not have enough food for my baby, it shook me entirely. And from that day, I made a decision that I would never go anywhere without being overprepared because anything can happen. We ended up spending about 7 hours on the road and we had to go get some stuff elsewhere to take care of her and make sure that she's okay. But that taught me such a great lesson. Never be overconfident when you are not sure what could possibly happen. And being prepared can prevent greater problems. Because we had a huge problem with the vehicle because we weren't able to move at all. We had to wait on a wrecker, all of that stuff. And we couldn't get anyone that was close enough to help us out. So we ended up with another problem of being you know, broke really from just having to pay that wrecker, which cost an arm and a leg. Then we had to pay to fix the tire. We had to, you know, sit in a parking lot for however long we had to. We were hungry by that time. Gabby was hungry. Everything was just going wrong. But we could have had one less problem had I followed my intuition and got more food for Gabby. So when I'm going anywhere now, oh my gosh, her bag has more food than clothes, because especially as a toddler, she is eating food now and I'm weaning her from her bottle. So I have to get up early, prepare food for her, make sure she has enough water, make sure she has enough clothes, because if she's gonna eat, then she's gonna mess her clothes up. I've got to change her clothes, all of that stuff. And as a new mom, I'm learning all of this. Mom, I really love you, because you must have gone through a whole lot of stuff with me. But yeah, guys, planning, or rather being prepared, because we're looking at the acronym PLAN, being prepared is so important. Before we go, I want to also talk about your finances. Your finances. One of the things I've learned from very early is have what we call your vex money. And I want to translate that into you just putting something away and call it your emergency fund. Because life happens in phases. Things happen, and if you are not prepared for what's going to happen, it could hit you really hard and create more problems than if you were prepared. So you want to be prepared in every area of your life. Be prepared for whatever problem that could show up in your life uninvited or even unexpected. When you are prepared through prior as well, because prior is going to sensitize you to what can possibly happen. So being prepared through prior, super important. Being prepared with your finances, being prepared for what you are going to do and even the unexpected. Having room, because sometimes when we are preparing ourselves, we can be so tunnel vision. But my advice is leave room for what could possibly happen. I hope you guys have a happy holidays. Celebrate the entire month and start planning for your 2022. I love you. My name is Pastor Kim, and this is Transforming Lives.